A word for you from Ephesians 5, verse 2 to 6. Walk in love, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named amongst you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. The root of this problem is the shallow experience and superficial message proclaimed by all too many Christians today. The shortcut methods, the oversimplified formulas, they've just failed to work. It is as though the devil himself had advocated another gospel, polluting the Christian message, adulterating its contents, and confusing the issues. The enemy has reduced the greatest message of all time, alternatively to a cheap, oversimplified formula, or to a dead, overcomplicated theology. And all too many Christians, apparently ignorant of these wiles of the devil, have accepted these corruptions. The concept of a technical salvation that's all theory and no experience is ridiculous. It leads to a dead theology and a lack of reality. But the emphasis of feelings and blessings to the exclusion of commitment, obedience, and discipleship, that is a sure way to failure and disappointment. The notion of a once-for-all token gesture of commitment to God being sufficient to effect eternal salvation and inner fulfillment, that is to invite utter disillusionment. These concepts are all unworthy of our great God, and they are hopelessly inadequate in conveying the biblical message or in promoting true spiritual life and discipleship. The devil has a counterfeit for everything the Lord offers. He has fake fruit to offer. It's not the real thing, although it can look the same. But when you taste it, you'll find it's plastic fruit. It looks real, but it isn't. It doesn't give the peace that passes all understanding, the true joy or the real love. It's plastic fruit. Now, why is it that so many who try the counterfeit product and taste its synthetic flavor try to hide their disappointment, thinking that perhaps this is all that the Lord has to give? How can we ever think that God's ways are unsatisfying? If the way is disappointing, then it is not God's way. If the fruit is unsatisfying, you're barking up the wrong tree. God's way is not easy, but it is fulfilling. His way is not cheap, but it is the best. His way is not trouble-free, but it is the way of peace of heart and mind. God's way is not all blessings, but it is all joy. His way does not keep us from all trials, but it does involve God's constant love.